chapter 19 and verse 1. Better is the poor that walks in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Now, once again, we meet the fool in Proverbs, and only occasionally does it refer to someone who's acting stupidly or who lacks in the ordinary measure of gray matter. The fool in Proverbs is generally the perverse, wicked man. Now, here a contrast is drawn. Here's a man who, because of integrity, but in the context with Hebrew parallelism, it is obviously integrity in the use of his mouth, may remain in a relative state of poverty. Honesty in his job brings him into a relative state of poverty. Honesty in his business dealings, honesty in his relationship to his neighbors, he remains a relatively poor man as he walks in his integrity. And yet Solomon says such a man is better than he that is perverse in his lips. That is, who's willing to shave the truth in order to gain personal advantage, thereby showing himself a moral and ethical fool, a perverse man with perverse lips. And we must seek to ingrain in our children that honesty is the best policy, though it may not lead to the greatest increase of material wealth. There is something of greater worth than things and money. And to be able to know that one's lips speak the truth in all of one's dealings with one's fellow men, and to have a good conscience, there is nothing shameful of being found in the class of the poor if one walks with integrity, particularly in the use of his tongue.